The Mishnah says on Daf Chof and Aleph. What's the example of Isser Kedusha? Amanal Kohen Gadol, Grush V'Chulutz Kohen Hedyo, Mamzeres Nishin Yisrael, Bas Yisrael Nasan Mamzeres. The halacha is that if you have an Amanal Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah says Choletzes V'lo Misyabemis. And the Gemara asks towards the bottom of Chof and Aleph. I understand Amanal Kohen Gadol Minha. Nisuin, we don't say esedoch lo sa seviase, but almana mina irisin, where there's only a lo sa se, we should say esedoch lo sa se. And the Gemara has a whole shak v'tari trying to friend for that question, and the Gemara concludes with Rava's meimra on chafam abeis amarava gzeira bia rishona ato bia shnia ena chanami. On a daraisa level, we should say that an almana lekohen gadol. The Erison, Almana Mina Erison, the Kohen Gadol should be able to do Yibam, because the mitzvah of Yibam should be docha the Lo Sasei of Almana LeKohen Gadol. But Elama, they were made a Gzera Atu B'Yashnia. Since B'Yashnia, we wouldn't say Asadocha Lo Sasei, they made a Gzera even by B'Yashona, the Kohen Gadol should not do Yibam, and that's why the Mishnah says, Choletzes V'Lom Sebemes, and Huadin for all Chayvei Lavin. That's the Gemar. Taisus and Dibar Maschil. Atu b'yishniya, here on the bottom of Chaf and Beis, says a chiddush. Even though the Gemara gives you the impression that the entire bia rishona would have been mutter on a daraisa level, it's just that they asered bia rishon atu b'yishniya. Says Taisus, lav dafka nakad b'yishniya. Da afilu Gemara bia rishona aser. Even though the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, that the entire Bia Rishona should have been Mutter Midaraisa. Bia Shnia was what's Aser Midaraisa. And there were Gozer Bia Rishona to Bia Shnia. It's Lav Dafka. Because since Yavama nicknames Behara, therefore the mitzvah really takes place Bishas Hara B'tchilas Bia. Vava Matzele Meimar Gzer Atu Gemar Bia. So Tosa says that even though the Gemara says Gzera Bia Rishona to Bia Shnia, it's really Lav Dafka. And the Gemara could have said Gzera Tchilas Bia Atu Gemar Bia. Because since we know from the Gemara in Abal Yevimto that we learned from Nida that Hara is Kone, that the Kinyan Bayibam is Chal Mishas Hara B'Tchilas Bia, so the mitzvah takes place at that point. So since the mitzvah takes place at that point, that's when we say Asidoch Alosa say. But at the Gemar Bia, there is no longer a mitzvah, and that would have been Aser Midaraisa, so the Gemar could have really said, Gzeir Tchilas Bia Atu Gemar Bia. That's the halacha. So first, let's focus on that point of Taisus. So what Lechora emerges from Taisus is two chidushim in that comment. One is that when the Gemara says that a Yavama is nicknames Behara, Taisus understands what that means to say is that that is the Zman HaKiyam HaMitzvah. The mitzvah of Yibam is chal, is niskayim at the time of Ha'ara. And the hemshech of the Maisa Bia, certainly Bia Shnia, but even the hemshech of the Bia Rishona is not bichlal the kiyam ha-mitzvah, at least with respect to being able to say, Esidoch Halosa say. That's chiddush number one. And chiddush number two, which Tosfos Ori Mechadish on Amud Aleph, is that even though normally we assume you need a hakamas shem, and tchilas bia, there's no hotza zera, nevertheless, that's sufficient in order to be considered a maisa mitzvah of yibum. In other words, you don't need a bia that's ruyal hakamas shem, lishitas kishitas hari on Amud Aleph. We'll come back to the Taisus, the Ibrahim Yavo Esavit Halos essay momentarily, Amir Tzoshem. So again, so the two chidushim that come out of Taisus is that when the Gemara says Atu Bia, Gzer Bishon Atu Bia Shnia, really could have said Tchilas Bia Atu Gemar Bia. What Taisus is saying that when the Gemara says the Yavama's nickname is Vahara, what it means to say is that's the Zman HaKiyam HaMitzvah, and you don't need a Bia that's Roi LaHakam HaShem. So now, the Rishonim over here, the Ritva, the Ramban, and the Rashba, they all disagree with Taisus, and they take the Gemara Kipshuta. That really, when the Gemara says Gzeir Bia Rishona Atu Bia Shnia, it means the entire Bia Rishona is Mutter. So, what do you do with Yavama Niknes Beha'ara? So they answer the kasha or the raya from Tosfos in one of two ways, but they seem to be very, very similar. What seems to emerge from these Rishonim, again, the Ritva, the Rashba, the Ramban, is that when the Gemara says that the Yavama is Niknes Bahara, that's talking about the Kinyan Yibam. The Kinyan Yibam. That the Isha is Niknes Le Yavam Mishas Ha'ara, but the Kiyum HaMitzvah is only Chal at a later date, at a later point, in a few moments, at the Gemar Bia, but not at the time of the Ha'ara. How do they know that? So they give two different explanations, but L'chor, they're the same thing. So either the Pshat is the Lashon of the, I forget who says what, but the Lashon of one of them is that you need a Bia that's Roy L'Hakam Hashem, meaning shalom ke hanachas atesves shalom ke hari, like the riva, they need bia that's roi l'hakam Hashem. So memela, it can't be that tchilas bia is going to be considered the kiyum hamitzvah, because hagam that there's a gzeras akasav of riboy that there's a kinyan, but in terms of the kiyum hamitzvah, you need a bia that's roi l'hakam Hashem, and that's only going to take place at the gemar bia. Alternatively, when the Torah says yivamo yavo ala, the mashmos of the pasuk is gemar bia, not necessarily that you need hakam Hashem the alma, but that you need a Gemar Bia, that's the mashmos of Yavamo Yavo Leah. Yavo has a mashmos of Gemar Bia, and that's why the Kiyum HaMitzvah is only going to take place at the Gemar Bia. However, there's a Gzeir Sakasuv, we learn in Perek Abal Yavimto, that the Isha is Niknes Beha'ara. So Lechor, that's what emerges from the Ritva, the Rashba, and the Ramban, that when the Gemara says Gzeir Bia Rishon to Biyashniya, it's Bedafka, because the mitzvah is niskayim, the whole ma'aseh bia, and the kiyum mitzvah is l'chor nigmar at the moment of gemar bia, and the gzeras hakasav of hara is for the kinyan. So we see from these rishonim this idea that there is a chiluk, potentially a chiluk between the kinyan yibam, and the ma'aseh mitzvah of yibam. So this is a big discussion, and we're going to have to keep our eyes open for this. For this chiluk, but just a couple of marmikomos that seem to corroborate this chiluk of the kinyan yibam versus the ma'aseh mitzvah of yibam. So one is that the Achronim point out from a Rashi on Samach Aleph and Beis. So Rashi there is explaining the sheet of Rabbi Lezer that a ketana, the halacha is that she's miyabim ve'ina choletzes, misyabemis ve'ina choletzes. Usually we assume, if anything, there's chalitza without yibam. So why is it that by ketana, misyabemis ve'ina choletzes? So Rashi explains ve'ina choletzes. Rashi and Tzama Chalaf on the base towards the top, five lines from when they get skinnier. Rashi's ve'ina choletzes. The ina nifteris l'shuk v'chalitzasa, the ein maisa ketana klum. Because since the isha, the yivama, is the one who does the maisa chalitza, a ketana's maisa mitzvah is ein klum, therefore she can't do chalitza. Aval misyabemis, but she can do yivam, utegadel etzlo, and she should remain. She'll grow up. She'll grow old. She'll become a gedola with the yavam, and then uteskayim mitzvah yivam. Utegadel etzlo, but uteskayim mitzvah yivam. So I don't understand. How could it be that she's misyabemes when she's a ketana? If she's not going to be kind of mitzvah yivam until she's a gedola. Elama, what seems to emerge from Rashi is that hagam, that a ketana, and we'll see this going to come back to Rashi L'shitasa maybe, hagam that a ketana can have a kinyan yibam, but she's not going to have the mitzvah yibam until she's a gedola, potentially because only then is she going to be able to have a kam Hashem and have children. But you can have the kinyan yibam without the mitzvah yibam. The Minchas Chinuch has this chiddush as well in a couple places in the mitzvah about yibam. It's mitzvah tof kuf. One second, if I have it down here. Tof kuf. Tof kuf tzadiches. So he clears two things. One is lefi, the way we paskin that by mitzvah daraisa, mitzvah srichas kavana. So even though the Gemara says that yibum is chal b'shogig ba'ones, so he suggests that if you assume mitzvah srichas kavana, so it can't be that if a person does yibam the Yavam does Yibam b'shogeg or ba'onis, he's mekayin in the mitzvah of Yibam. So what exactly is the gzeras hakasuv of Yibam being chal, being koneh b'shogeg or ba'onis? So he doesn't think that the pshat is that it's a gzeras hakasuv that this mitzvah does not need kavana. He thinks that the mitzvah does need kavana. Elamad, the gzeras hakasuv is that the kinyan Yibam does not need das. It can be done in b'shogeg or ba'onis, the kinyan is chal. But suggests the Minchas Chinuch that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibam, they're going to have to do another Maisabiyah, the Yavam, the Yavama, in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam. So in other words, and even though she's Nasi Seisha L'chol Davar, maybe, because of the Kinyan, nevertheless, in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam, they're having to do another Maisabiyah, B'kavana, L'shem mitzvah Yibam. And he has another Chiddush, he thinks that we'll have to see, but there's a famous suffix of the Mishnah L'melech, whether, just like by Gittin and Kedushin, you need Eidus L'kim HaDavar, so too, by Yibam, the Mishnah Melech has a suffix whether you need Eidus L'kim HaDavar. So the Minchas Chinuch suggests that if you assume that you need Eidus L'kim HaDavar, it could be that's only for the mitzvah. But for the Kinyan, you don't need Eidus L'kim HaDavar. So he suggests, potentially, that if the Yavam, the Yavama had Bia Shaloh Be'edim, Shaloh Makam Edim, so it could be that the Kinyan is Chal, but in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibam, you need Eidus L'kim HaDavar, and then you'd have to do Bia again, Yibam again, with two Eidim. So he discusses this, he assumes this. He doesn't quote any of these Rishonim. He doesn't quote Taisus, who seems to assume that the Kinyan and the Yibam and the mitzvah are synonymous. But just a Mar Makom, which illustrates this Chiluk, that you can sometimes have a Kinyan Yibam without actually fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibam. And l'chor, that's what the Ritva, the Rashba, the Ramban, Rashi maybe, seem to be assuming, that Hagam, that Ha'ara, is the Kinyan, but the mitzvah is only Neskayim, B'shaz Gemar Bia Shalok Etesus, who thinks that if I can prove to you that the Kinyan is Chal B'shaz Ha'ara, that's the Zman of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Now, what does Tosus think about Bia Shnia? Is there no mitzvah in Bia Shnia? Or Gemar Bia? Is there no mitzvah of Gemar Bia? Or Tosus assumes that there may be a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, which is necessary potentially in order to invoke the din of esidu chalos aseh. Tosa Rush has that lashon on daf chesam beis. Tosa Rush says that hagam, that biyashni is a mitzvah, he calls it a mitzvah rishus. I think he has that lashon. That it's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah s'rshus, and therefore we can't say esei docha lo sasei. Yeah, Chesam is the Yom Rasha Malamich of Megarsh Began Machzira. He says, "When we come back on Biashnia lo dachi b'chayv elavim mishum degamrin mikilai betzisas to esei docha lo sasei. When we hasam latzin lemigmar ela esei shel chova from kilai betzisas, which we're going to come back to, we only say that an obligatory mitzvah is docha lo sasei and." Aval biyashnia rishusi, why the ikker kiyam esay hainu biya rishona? It sounds like from Lashon Tos Rush that hagam, that the ikker kiyam hamitzvah is biya rishona, but biyashnia is a mitzvah. It's a rishus. It's also a kiyam hamitzvah, but it's not, doesn't meet the threshold that's necessary in order to invoke the din of esedocha lo sasei, because it has to be dumi de kilayim betzitzis. Okay, so when we learn the sugya of esedocha lo sasei, we're going to have to see whether this idea of Tos Rush is muskam, that in order to have the din of esedocha lo sasei, you need a mitzvah chiyuvis, not a mitzvah rishus, mitzvah kiyumis. Okay, that is the first chiddush of the Tosa Rosh, of the Tosas. Then, Tosas goes on further. Ve'ein lahatir biyashnia mitam denasis ishtal l'chol davar. Tosas is bothered by a question. L'chora, we should invoke the din of Nasis Ishta L'chol Davar. So what's the din of Nasis Ishta L'chol Davar? So it's going to come up a couple of times in the Sechta. On Chesem Beis is going to be the first time I think the Gemara is going to quote it. That there's a din of V'lokcha that we learn from the word V'lokcha, two halachos. One is Shemegar Shebeget, and the second is Machzira. So let's just speak those out, what the two Chidushim of the Gemara are. So the Gemara says, if not for the gzeras hakasuv of v'lokcha, I would have had a hava mina. I would have had a hava mina that when a yavam does the mitzvah of yibam and he wants to annul the marriage, so you would think, okay, a get, That's sufficient. That's the way we're mafkia any kiddushin. So maybe yibum should be the same. So says the Gemara, no, I would have had a hava mina that she still has a shem yavama and she still has the same a shem yavam. There's still some zikas yibum even post mitzvah yibum. And I would have thought to say that a get isn't sufficient. Maybe you need chalitza kamash malan velokha that megar should beget. That a get is sufficient in order to dissolve the relationship, in order to dissolve the nisuin of the yavam and the yavama. And the Gemara says, fine. And I would have another havamina that if he divorces her with the get, with said get, and then he wants to be machzer her, maybe now there's no mitzvah yibam that's going to be doche the iser of eshes ach. So maybe we wouldn't allow him to remarry her. Kamash malan v'lakcha, that the iser eshes ach is paka, machzira, he's allowed to marry her in this case, even though lechora there's no longer a mitzvah of yibam for this second marriage. That's the gzeiras hakasuv, the chiddush of v'lakcha, naseish ishta l'chol davar, for get being sufficient, and also machzira, he's allowed to remarry her, and we don't assume that the iser eshes ach is paka. So now, what's Tosas Kasha? Tosas Kasha is, why don't we say that just like the din of Nasis Isha L'chol Davar is Mafkia, the Isra Eishas Ach, so too it should be Mafkia, the Isser of Chavi Lavin for Bia Shnia? Right? That's Tosas Kasha. Tosas being Mechadish, that the din of Nasis Isha L'chol Davar should be Matir, a new thing. So we'll come back to the Chiddush in Tosis in a moment. But first, let's just point out Tosis Kasha on Chesam and Beis, and then I think we'll be able to appreciate the Chiddush of Tosis Kasha. So Tosis on Chesam and Beis points out that it sounds like from the Gemara that we only need the din of a lakcha to be matir the second marriage, right? The halacha is machzira. However, to be matir bia shnia, we don't need the gzeras kasev of halacha. We don't need the gzeras kasev of halacha. Why not? Why don't we say the same havamina? That maybe the iser of eshes ach is nidches bebia rishona or tchilas bia, because that's when you're kaim the mitzvah. But bia shnia, where you're not kaim the mitzvah, maybe the iser of eshes ach should come back, and I should need the gzeras hakasuv of halacha to be matir bia shnia. It sounds like from the Gemara, from Lashon Machzira, that the hava mina is only after the yavam, the yavama get divorced, I would have a hava mina, the iser of eshes ach comes back, and you need the gzeras hakasuv of halacha to be matir, to be machzir. However, it sounds like from the Gemara that bia shnia doesn't need a gzeras hakasuv. Why not? That's what the Rishonim deal with on Chesam Beis. The Tosas gives a teretz. Tosas says it's a svar. It's a svar. That it's not mistaber to say that when the Torah gave the mitzvah of Yibum, the mitzvah was to have Bia Rishona and then to be Megarisher. It's not mistaber. It's a svara that Bia Shnia should be Mutter. But once the marriage is dissolved, it's no longer so mistaber to say that in this case, he should be allowed to remarry her. The mitzvah Yibum is to marry the Yavama. But to remarry the Yavama after you gave it a try already, mechatese, there is a gzeres hakasuv v'lakcha that the iser of eshes ach does not come back. That's Tosas on Ches Amud Beis. Now, Tosas on Chaf Amud Beis by us is asking, okay, I understand that I don't need a gzeres hakasuv of nasis ishto l'chol davar, right? Nasis ishto l'chol davar to be matir bia shnia for the iser eshes ach, but maybe I should need, or I should be able to use the gzeres hakasuv of alakha nasis ish l'chol davar to be matir bia shnia for chavi lavin. Right, again, because Tosas on Ches Amud Beis explained that we don't need the gzeres hakasuv of alakha to be matir the iser eshes ach of bia shnia, because there's a svar. There's a svar. So when it comes to the Isra Eishas Ach, the Gzeres HaKosav of Lacha Nasi Shulchol Davar is only necessary for the Hachzara. But for Bia Shnia, I don't need the Gzeres HaKosav. I don't need it because I have a Svar. But I don't necessarily have that Svar by Chayv Lavin. Because The Torah never said that the mitzvah of Yibum applies the Malkam Chayv Lavin. So I don't have the Svara of the Isra Eshazach Shabinidches Babia Shnia, but says Taisus, okay, you don't have the Svara, but Lechora, the Gzeras Akasav of Nasis Isha Lechol Davar, should also apply to Babia Shnia. Why not? All you see, what I'm pointing out is that there's no machlokas between Tosas on Chesem and Beis, and I'm realizing now, not now, beforehand, is that Tosas on Chesem and Beis and Tosas on Chaf and Beis are addressing two separate things. Tosas on Chesem and Beis is addressing why don't you need the Gzeir Sakasov of V'lachcha V'nasis Isha L'chol Davar to be matir the Isra of Eshazach B'Bia Shnia. It sounds like the Gemara that you only need it to be matir the Isra of Eshazach for Hachzara. And the answer of Taisus is because it's a svara that when the Torah was matir a yibum for yavam and yavama, it was not only matir b'irishon, it was also matir b'yashniyah. Because the Torah gave the mitzvah of yibum b'makom eshasach, whatever the mechanism that, we'll come back to that in a moment. Says Taisus, you don't have that svara by Chayv Lavin. You don't have that svara by Chayv Lavin because the Torah never spoke about b'feirish, the mitzvah of yibum b'makom, where there's also an iser of Chayv Lavin. So you don't have the svara. But l'chora, you should at least have the gzeres akasav of alakha v'nasis isha l'chol davar, just like it's matir, the iser isha zach by hachzara, it should also be matir, the Chayv Lavin, the lav, for b'yashniyah. Why not? Why not? You hear that? The point, they're two separate issues. Tosas on Chesem and Beis is addressing why don't I need the Gzeres HaKasav for B'yashniyah. The Tosas doesn't say it doesn't work. It's why don't I need the Gzeres HaKasav for B'yashniyah. The answer is because I have a svara, right? I don't need the Gzeres HaKasav for B'yashniyah. But that's by Eshasach. But by Chayv Lavin, I should need and be able to use the Gzeres HaKasav of Belach Manasi Shidduchal Dover for Chayv Lavin to be Matar B'yashniyah. That's Tosas Kasha on Chof Amid Beis. And what's Tosas Teretz? Ella, because we'd only say the Ainla Hatir B'yashniyah Mitam Denasi Shidduchal Dover Denasi Ishto Ki Ishto Ella Hecha De Sharile Below Dechia Aval Chayv Lavin Afilo B'yashon Lo Sharia El Mishim De Asi Esiv Dochal Lo Sasei. So says Taisus, it's a good kasha. We should have invoked the din of Nasis Isha L'chol Davar to be matir the Bia Shnia by Chayv Lavin. We just don't need it by Eshazach because we have a svar. But it should have worked by Chayv Lavin to be matir Bia Shnia. Elama, the din of Nasis Isha L'chol Davar is only true when there's no Dechias Isser. When the Yavam, the Yavama, perform the mitzvah of Yibam, or the Kinyan Yibam, without any Dechias Isser, then we say Nasis Ishta L'chol Davar, and the Nafkaminas of Megarsha Beget Umachzira kick in. However, when there's a Dechias Isser taking place, like in our Sugya, we're talking about Chayv Lavin. So you have to come on to Esei Doche Lo Sasei. We can't invoke the din of Naaseis Ishto L'chol Davar, and Memela B'yashniya is going to be a Surah. Okay, so two points. One is, L'chora, what should emerge from Taisus is that since in the case of Chayv Lavin, the Gemara says, B'ya Rishona should have been Mutter Midaraisa because Esed Chalosa say, Elamah, we answered because it's Zer B'yashona Ata B'yashniya. Says Taisus, we don't invoke the din of Naseis Ishto L'chol Davar. So, Yesh Lachkor, and this is what some of the Chever was Ma'or to me, Yesh Lachkor, the two Nafkaminas of Naseis Ishto L'chol Davar, Dahainu, Megar Shabeget Umachzira, when it comes to Yibam by Chayv Lavin, Heichen Adayne Dina Lahaydina. If the Yavam does Yibam on the Chayv Lavin, be a Rishona, how is he going to be Mafkia that relationship? So it's Mavur in the Gemara and Tesis that he's Mekai in the midst of Yibam. So Lechora, he should need a get. Lechora, that's Pasha that he shouldn't get. Should he also need Chalitza? Because again, one of the Nafkaminas of the Gzer Sakas of Nasi Shishal L'chol Davar is that I would have had a havamina then, or to be mafkia the nisu in the marriage, you need both a get and chalitza because she still has a shem yavam and he still has a shem yavam. There's a zikas yibum and or to mafkia that you need chalitza. Kamash mulan nasi yishol chol davar the megar shabeget. So Tosa said that in this case, by Chayve Lavin, when you need Esed Ocha Losa, say there's a Dechia Sisser, there's no din of Nasas Isha L'chol Davar. So L'chora, one could say, that when the Yavam does Yibam on the Chayve Lavin, since you need to come on to Esed Ocha Losa, and there's no din of Nasas Isha L'chol Davar, to divorce her, he's going to need a get and Chalitza. L'chora. L'chora. Now, what about the yeah.
Isn't the Havamina in Lamin Tess that you would only need Chalitza and Davka not have?
Is it? I think there's a Shaila in the Girsos here in the Rishonim, but where... Where in the Gemara is it? I'm sorry.
Like four lines up from the when it gets wider.
And Lamed Tes Amud Beis.
Lamed Tes Amud
Aleph. Oh, sorry.
The question still remains whether you need chalitza or get. But it sounds like one or the other now.
I think it's the pshat is beget is v'lach ha'lo'ish v'yom ha'arachman v'adayin yivim yarishon ala b'chalitza in beget lo, meaning you also need chalitza. Beget is insufficient. Kamash malon that, because look at Rashi. Rashi says, v'garsha get v'lo boi chalitza. It sounds like the havamin was boi chalitza. Kamash malon lo boi chalitza. That a get is sufficient. It's not explicit in the Rishonim that way. That the havamina would have been that you need both get and chalitza. I thought that. Ve'ina tzricha chalitza. I thought that the havamina. Okay, I'll have to find the source. I thought that it's clear in the Rishonim that the havamina was that you need both a get for the marriage and chalitza for the zikas yibum. Kamash malon that there's no zikas yibum, and therefore you don't need chalitza. Rid vaz mefresh.
Chalitza in the get of perush af the chalitza in the get lechudei lo.
Okay, right.
Great.
Thank you, Willie. Thank you for that save. So okay. So now the question is again, according to Tosfos, that we don't invoke
maybe
the din of. I'm sorry?
But maybe that's only derabanan. I mean, the get. But then.
In the havamin?
The get would only be derabanan. Then he says, me griya the mimer. The get when the amara bakhoitulis and kaso. It's not really a riot that the get is going to the marriage minat Torah plus the chalitza. It's just saying.
In the havamin, it could be that you need both, because it should be no different. Kamash Mulan, that a get is sufficient. But in the havamina, it would have been chalitza daraisa, get me derabanan.
At least.
Okay, I thought it was get the raisa, but either way, the halacha is that you need a get. So the question is, according to Tosfos, that we don't say the din of nasis ish l'chol davar. So when it comes to Chayve Lavin, if he does biyah rishona, what's the halacha to be mafkia the ishas? Is it that they did yibam, so a get is sufficient? Or do we say, no, since there was no din of nasis ish l'chol davar, you're back to the havamina before the gzeiras hakasuv, and you should need chalitza and get, whether it be the raisa or the rabbanan, but you should need both. That's one question. The second question is, what about the second chiddush of the gzeiras hakasuv of v'lakcha? That the iser of eishes ach does not come back. The iser of eishes ach does not come back. So when it comes to bia shnia by Chayve Lavin, so hagam that by bia rishona, the essay was docha the losa say, was docha the losa say in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of yibam. But when it comes to bia shnia, since we didn't invoke the din nazis isha l'chol davar, should we say that the iser of eishes ach comes back when it's shalom b'makom mitzvah? Just like the Gemara had a havamina before the gzeres akas of ulakha, then when it comes to regular eishes ach yibum with eishes ach, the iser of eishes ach should come back after the first marriage. You don't need the pasuk to be matir for biyashni like those explains because that's a svar. But you have had a havam, you know, whenever you don't have the svar that the iser eishes ach should come back. So too over here when it comes to chavilavin, if the gzeres akas of nasi yishlo chaldavar does not apply because there's a dechias iser here, that then lachora one could suggest that the Isser of Eishes Ach should also come back. The Isser of Eishes Ach should also come back for Biyashnia. That after Biyarishonah, they're Mekayim the Mitzvah, they were Docha the Isser of Chavi Lavin, and also potentially the Isser of Eishes Ach. But now that Chavi Lavin, now that they were by Biyashnia, and there's no din of Nazis Yishel Chol Davar, L'chora, the Isser of Eishes Ach should come back. What would emerge then in light of Rabbi Steinmetz's Chabura the other day is that it would be Tosel Shitasan that you can still have an Isser Eishesach Arayos La'achar Zman and still have a Tfisas Kiddushin because you still need a get to dissolve the marriage, even though right now she's Koy B'Isser Eishesach. So I'm not sure. Yesh Lestapik B'Lachora in Cheshbin, it would come out that way. That according to Tosfos, if you do Bia Rishona, two things. One is you need a get and chalitza to be mafkia the ishus, and biyashniya would not only have an isra of chavilavin, it would also have an isra eishasach, because again, those are the two nafkaminas of nasis isha l'chol davar, which don't apply in this case.
What's
the tzad to say not like this is l'chora, if you assume, like, I'm not sure if we're getting into this now, but if you assume like the Mishnah Melech, that anytime there's a chiyav chalitza, there's no Isser Eishes Ach, right? Anytime there's a Chiyav Chalitza, there can't be an Isser Eishes Ach. So in this case, by Chavi Lavin, since there is certainly a Chiyav Chalitza, there can't be an Isser Eishes Ach, right? The Zika for Chalitza is Mafkia the Isser Eishes Ach. Everyone was familiar with the suffix of the Mishnah Melech, right? When it comes to Chavi Lavin v'Esei, which L'maskana, the Halacha is Mida Raisa, Choletzes v'lomis yabemes mitam l'gzeres akasav. So, if they do yibum, so which iser do they violate? The iser only of chavi lavin v'esei, or also the iser of eishes ach, because there's no mitzvah yibum on a d'oraisa level. So the tzad to say not, the Mishnah Melech explains, is that whenever there's a zika, even if it's a zika koldu, a zika of chalitza, that's matir mafkia the iser eishes ach. Even if there's no heter yibum, there's no mitzvah yibum. But if there's zika, there's a zikas yibum le'inyan chalitza. That's matir mafkia the iser eishes ach. So the tzad to say not in this case is that if there's a chiyuv to do chalitza on the daraisa level, by chayv elavin, so then lechora the halacha should be potentially according to this Mishnah Melech that there can't be an iser eishes ach. That's the tzad to say not.
You're already kohen. I mean, that the shaila is where you can't be kohen. The shaila by a chayvilav of the essay with an eishes ach.
And
then you can say whether there's zika or not, whether there's chalitza or not, could be machria.
Yeah.
But here you're already kohen, so how could it be that there's eishes ach afterwards?
But that's the havamina chasam and base. Even after you're kohen, you can have eishes ach. I mean, if you don't have ex eishes ach, so it's only
kohen.
And even for biyashni, if not for the svar. So the chor, those are the two tzadim and taisvis in terms of chor. It's pasha that you need both chalitza and get in terms of the isra eishesach biyashnia. The chor, it should depend on this suffix of the Mishnah Melech, whether the fact that there's a chiyuv chalitza, does that preclude the possibility of having an isra eishesach? Or do we say no? Lamaisa, since now there's no din of nasis isha l'chol davar, so memela the isra eishesach should apply to biyashnia. Okay. Now, Tosa said that we don't invoke the din of Nasis Yishol L'chol Davar in this case because there's a Dechias Isser. So L'chora, this goes against, in this case there's a Dechias Isser because we have to come out to Esed L'cholosa say, as opposed to Da'alma when it comes to Yibum with a regular Isser Eishasach, there's no Dechias Isser. It sounds like there's no din Esed L'cholosa say. The problem is, I'm not sure if everyone's up to this yet, but you will soon on Gimel and Beis Tosas on the bottom. The Ramasa Losas Losas Shibkaris Midachi Tosas says Beferish that the din of Yibum da'alma, Yibum b'makom, the iser of Eshasach, is midin esi docholos esi. So much so Tosis bothered by Akasha, l'chor, that should be the makar we should say in Kol Tarkula, esi docholos esi shish b'karis, because that's what's happening by Yibum. The mitzvah of Yibum is being doche, the iser karis of Eshes Ach. So l'chora, at first glance, it seems to be a stira in Tosis. Tosis says that there's no dechias iser, that's why we can say nasi sishul chal davar. But Tosan Gimel Bey says every Yibam works through a dechias iser. Chor it's a stira in Tosis. Now, Tosis belav hachi and Gimel Bey is a shver, that every Yibam works through esedocha lo sase, because as we'll see, and I'm sure Rabbi Samus will discuss in his chaburas, that Tosis assumes in a couple places, one more well-known place on Lamed Hema Beis, is that in order to invoke the din of esedocha lo sase by Yibam, you don't necessarily need a kiyam hamitzah. So I'm going to say this over fast in the interest of time, but Tosis assumes on Lamed Hema Beis, according to Rish Lakish, who holds that Bias Muberis is Lav Shma Bia. Bias Muberis is Lav Shma Bia. So if you do Bia with an Isha who's Muberis, even if she's Nimseis to be Chayevis Yibam, that she has a Hapala, there's no kiyam hamitzvah. Rish Lakish is of the opinion that there's not going to be a chiyuv korban. If she ends up having the child, there's not going to be a chiyuv korban. Even though Nimsei she was an Eshasach, there's not going to be a chiyuv korban. I'm sorry, if she has a polish, not going to be a chiyuv korban, even though there was no mitzvah at the time. So Tosis is bothered by Kasha. How could it be? If according to Rish Lakish, there's no kiyum mitzvah of Yivam when she is Milberis, so there should have been an Isra Eshasach. So there should be a Chi of Korban. What's the pshat? It's places in Lamed Hema Beis. Tosis answers. Va'omari, the Rasul Tigla Mislam Afreil Amrinan. Va'omari, da'afil hachi lo mechayiv, mi didahava katan shabal yivimto gedola da'omar lakaman tigad lenu. Tosis says that just like when it comes to a katan, Tosis assumes the alma and shas, not like Rashi, that by a katan there's no kiyum or kinyan of yibam when there's a katan. Nevertheless, The Mishnah says Tigad Lenu, which means that a katan is allowed to be with the Yavama Gedola, and then when he's older, there'll be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yibam. That's the way Tosa understands the din. So even though the katan is not Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yibam, nevertheless, his Maisa, when he's a katan, is Doche, the Isser of Eshesach. So too, Bias Muberis, Yibam and a Muberis, according to Rish Lakish, Hagam, that there's no Kiyum, mitzvah of Yibam, nevertheless, it's Doche, the Isser of Eshes Ach. And now, at first glance, that seems to be a problem, because Tosis assumes the Alma, on Gimel and Beis and a couple other places in the Mesech, Tosis assumes that every Yibam works through Esedocha Lo Sase. So how could it be that you don't need a Kiyum HaMitzvah Befoel in order to invoke the din of Esedocha Lo Sase? That's the question. L'chor is a stira in the Tosis. So what emerges from Tosis, and this is going to be part of a bigger sugya, and we'll discuss it more in first Seder, is that L'chora, Tosis is telling us, is that even though that Yibam works through Esedocha Lo Sase, L'chora is a different sug of Esedocha Lo Sase. Sometimes Esedocha Lo Sase works through Dechia. The Mitzvah Sase overrides the Lo Sase through the mechanism of Dechia Sa'isr. And sometimes the Mitzvah Sase overrides the Los Sase through being Matir the Isser. And Rav Chanan discussed it. We'll learn about this in second Seder. It could be that they're Nafkaminas. So what Tosis seems to be telling us is that even though the mitzvah of Yibam works through Esedocha Lo Sase to Vidocha the Isser Veshesach, it works through being Matir the Isser Veshesach. And since it works through being Matir the Isser Veshesach, you don't necessarily need a formal Kiyum HaMitzvah in order to invoke the din of Esedocha Lo Sase to Vidocha the Isra Eshesach, as long as we can brand this as a Maisa Mitzvah on a certain level, even if there's no Kiyum HaMitzvah, it's a Maisa Yibam. This is a Yavam and this is a Yavama. How do I know that? Because La'achar Zman, maybe she's going to be a Yavama. La'achar Zman, he's going to be a Yavam. We can brand this as a Maisa Mitzvah. That Mitzvah now is Matir the Isra Eshesach, even though there's no formal Kiyum HaMitzvah. A mashal ma'adav redome, I'm not going to get into right now, but you'll see when we learn the sugya on Gimel based Dalim and Aleph, she does Rabbeinu Tam by Tzitzis, that Rabbeinu Tam assumes that Kilayim by Tzitzis, even though the Gemara says that that's the mocker for Esedocha Lo Sase, Rabbeinu Tam and Menachos, Rabbi Chanan quotes, Rabbeinu Tam Menachos says, you don't even need a Kiyum HaMitzvah. For example, Ksus Laila, or Ksus Yom Balaila, you can wear even if it's kilayim. Shu'ula, which is only chayv min the rabbanon, you can wear b'kilayim. And nashim, who seems to assume that there's no kiyuma mitzvah, they can wear tzitzis even if it's kilayim. Rabbeinu Tam says b'feirish that even if there's no kiyum ha-mitzvah, we can still invoke esidu chalos hasei. And the pshat is, because even if kilayim b'tzitzis works to esidu chalos hasei, it's matir the iser kilayim. And as long as this is a beged, which is chayiv in tzitzis, we can call this as levishas tzitzis, even though you're not being your mekayim, your mitzvah of tzitzis, that's going to be docha the iser kilayim. And l'chora, that's the pshat and tesis on Gimel Beis, Lamed Heyam Beis, that even though it's working through Esi Docha Lo Sasei, it's being matir the Isra Eish HaSach, and Memele, you don't need a Kiyam HaMitzvah. L'chora, that's Miyashi V'Shverkad and Tosas on Daf Chaf. Because Tosas on Daf Chaf, the Ri, had a machlokas with Riva, whether, when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibam, whether you need a Bia that's Roy L'Hakam HaShem. So the Ri thought that you don't need a Bia that's Roy L'Hakam HaShem, you just need a the Gavra to be Roy L'Hakam HaShem. And one of his proofs was Katan, right? That a katan habal gadola tigadlenu. So l'chora, the question is, what's the raya? Shita satosis da alma, like we just mentioned before in Kiddushin, Yivamos, that a katan's yibum is not a maisa yibum. A katan can't be kone. So what's the pshat? What's the raya that a katan habal gadola tigadlenu? You see that you don't need a bia that's roi l'hakam Hashem. You're not even kind of the mitzvah there. So what's the pshat? So l'chora lafi ha'amur, the pshat is as follows, that the Ri is saying that if you would have needed a bia that's roi l'hakam Hashem, so then the katan's bia would not be considered a bia sibam, or he would not be considered a yavam. If the din would have been that you need a bia that's roi l'hakam Hashem, we would not brand the katan as being a yavam that's doing a maisa yibam on the yavama. But nevertheless, the Mishnah says that the katan is allowed to... is allowed to have bia with the yavama, even though she's an eish hasach. So it's mavur that the alma, you don't need a bia that's roi l'hakam Hashem. You don't need a bia that's roi l'hakam Hashem. And that's why we can brand the katan's maisa bia, maisa yivam, as a maisa yivam, and his yavam. And that's what's docha the isra eish hasach. He's not going to be kona. He's not going to do the mitzvah. He'll have to do a maisa yivam again when he's a gadol. But in terms of being docha the isra eish hasach, it's sufficient that we brand him as a yavam, she as a yavama, and this is a maisa yivam, even if there's no formal kiyum mitzvah. And that only makes sense if the alma, you don't need a bia that's roi l'hakam Hashem. L'chora, that's the pshat, the beer in Taisus and Daf Chaf and Aleph. And l'chora, with this, we can be miyashev the steer between Tosaf Chaf and Beis and Gimel Beis. We started off with saying that Tosaf says that, but when it comes to Yibam Da'ama, there's no Dechias Isser. That's why we can invoke the din of Nasis Ishtel L'chol Davar, as opposed to when it comes to Chavi Lavin, since it's coming out to Esed Echolos to say there's a Dechias Isser, we don't say the din of Nasis Ishtel L'chol Davar. So we ask the steer, Tosaf and Gimel and Beis says that every Yibam works through Esed Echolos Hasei. So how can you say that Nasis Ishtel L'chol Davar is only relevant when there's no Dechias Isser? There's always a Dechias Isser. So l'chora, the Bihar Dvarim is as follows. That even though it works through Esei Docha Lo Sasei, the Esei Docha Lo Sasei of Yibam with Eishas Ach is B'derech Hutra. It's Matir the Isser Eishas Ach. And then we can invoke the din of Nasis Ishel L'chol Davar. As opposed to when it comes to Chavi Lavin, where it's the Esei Docha Lo Sasei of Dechuya, of Dechias Isser, there you're actually being Docha the Isser. We can't invoke the din of Nasis Ishel L'chol Davar. So now what we have to know is what the difference between Esed Ochel Osei B'der Chutra and Dechuya is, and when do we say one is Chutra, one is Dechuya? How do we know? You can just choose. This one is Chutra, this one is Dechuya. How did Rabbeinu Tam know that Kilayim B'tzis is B'der Chutra? How did Tosas know that Yovam and Yavama is B'der Chutra? So that we'll say for first Seder. But L'chor, that's the pshat in Tosas on Chaf and Beis. A couple of haros on the Tosas. Okay, Shkoyach.